call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Sam.
How have you been?
Oh, it's been a whirlwind. How was Mary Margaret last week?
Wonderful. Yeah, she was really good. Oh. Really friendly.
Awesome.
Really concise as well. So, yeah.
I've been very proud of them, Stuart and Mary Margaret, the last few weeks. So it's been really good. So I guess we'll jump in. My health record, that's something that's been really contentious in Australia this last little while. Can you tell me a bit about what it is?
Yeah, so my health record is an online database. All your health-related information can be viewed securely online, so that can have medical history such as like allergies or blood tests or anything like that. So, and it has been, as you say, like contentious. They've been using the function Google Recapture, and there's been some worries. Not, I don't know if it's been confirmed, but there's been some worries that information can be or is being leaked to Google. So there's lots of people who really don't want their information readily accessed.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be concerning for anyone, I believe. And in addition to that, people have been trying to opt out of this program. What have been the problems with that?
Yeah, so classic anything to do with anything related online here is the government seems to think that people will take their time and do it before the deadline, but of course no. The original deadline to opt out was 15th, and so of course people the day before or day of are trying to access the website, and it cannot cope with that amount of traffic, so it just keeps shutting down. People are forced to just retry and retry, and then if they go for the phone option, they're kept on hold for an hour or multiple hours because they're just not well equipped enough to have all these people trying to opt out at the last minute.
So this is kind of like a flood of people being like, I don't want my information out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. And then, of course, another issue of safety. This story horrified me back when it came up a little while ago, but needles and fruit are back. Can you, what is happening?
Yeah, I know. I thought it was over.
I know.
I really did.
The trauma. I thought it was going to end, but no.
No, every time you bite into anything, you'll be like, is there a needle? So they are back. An ABC makeup artist found a needle in her pear. And this is 2 months after the original fruit scandal. And this was only a few days after the Queensland police made their first arrest over the original strawberry scare. So, you think it would be over since they've caught someone, but no.
Yeah.
Unfortunately not.
Is there speculation that this is like a copycat?
Yeah, so it is hard to say because I think including this one extra needle in the pear, there's been 186 in total of cases of needles and fruit, but 15 of those were hoaxes. So it's hard to say who was the original, how do you describe them, needle putter in her? I don't know.
Needle layer.
Needle layer, there you go.
So
the person that they have arrested, she was a Berrylicious farm supervisor, and she allegedly placed multiple needles in strawberries out of spite and as an act of sabotage.
And was it allegedly just her?
Yes, so far it's only been linked to her, and the Queensland police are saying it's quite complicated. There's lots of issues involved, and so far they're just going off the DNA that they found of her in a punnet of strawberries in Victoria.
Obviously, this has had impacts on the strawberry industry. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, so it has cost people millions of dollars. There's one woman, Di West, she was the Suncoast managing director, and I don't know if you remember those images where strawberry growers were forced to just dig holes in the ground and pour truckloads of strawberries into it, and just the economy within the farming industry has really been affected. So this woman I mentioned, Di West, her company lost $1 million worth of fruit. When you consider how the whole company works, like almost half of that, what would have been profit, goes to wages. So she hasn't been able to pay her workers, and that affects the local economy as well.
Shifting on to another, like, Australia seems very fear-riddled at the minute. The Bourke Street attacker, this was labeled as a terrorist attack in your media. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, so this happened on Friday afternoon. Mm. I remember watching, turned on the news and it was just happening. This man drove into Bourke Street and he was a four-wheel drive and it was loaded with gas bottles. He drove into the city centre, set the vehicle on fire, and then he attacked three people. And I was watching, I won't say which news channel, but I was watching it and they instantly described him as wearing a Muslim garb.
Mm.
And in my mind, I was like, oh, they're going to link this to terrorism. There was no information on whether or not this was one a political move on his half or whether or not he was religious. And since then, the police have come out calling it a terrorist attack. He has died. He was shot in the chest and later died in hospital. And since then, his family are denying that he was a terrorist, that instead he had substance abuse issues. He thought he was being chased by people with spears, so they said he's had some mental health issues as well.
Mm. I found it quite interesting with this story, reading it myself, because there was not seemingly a mention of a political angle to it. And that's really the most prominent thing we hear about when it comes to terrorism. That is the definition of terrorism, violence with the motive to affect things politically. Do you think it is a matter of some internalized racism towards the fact that he was a Muslim?
It is unfortunate for me to even kind of consider that people would see this as a man who, yes, is Muslim and attacked people. But you do, unfortunately, you do the thing where you go, well, what if he was a white Christian male? Mm-hmm. Would it be called terrorism? And I've been listening to reports on this, and you know how there's stations where people call in. One woman said, he caused terror to the community, that's a terrorist attack. And I think what needs to be brought out by the government, by the police, is a definition of terrorism. Yes, what he did was horrible and terrifying, but we just don't have enough fact on whether or not he was linked to ISIS. The police said he was inspired by ISIS, but they haven't said how.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really complex issue, and we don't want to isolate the Muslim community in Australia either. What he did was terrifying and horrible, and we should really remember the victims and remember how they have been affected and their families, and try to work towards creating a better, safer community.
And of course, there was a hero amongst us who's been dubbed Trolley Man. Can you tell me a bit about him?
Yes, so Michael Rogers, aka Trolley Man, he's a 46-year-old homeless man, actually. And people are calling him a hero, which he denies, so very humble. He helped the police by using a shopping trolley to ram into the attacker to try and stop him. It did stop the attacker a few times and helped the police, but Michael says his intention was to knock the attacker down, and because he didn't, he doesn't believe he's a hero, but we all know he's a hero.
Oh, that's quite sweet. The community's kind of reached out to him and started a GoFundMe. Tell me a bit about how that's going.
Yeah, it's awesome. So the Melbourne Homeless Collective is a charity, and they did set up a GoFundMe page. And at first they only wanted to raise, I think, $5,000. And I checked it today and it's almost at $145,000.
Oh my God.
So it's doing incredibly well. And 100% of that money will go to Michael, and they've set up an accountant so that they can look after the money.
That is incredible. I guess we'll end on the high note of someone's life being changed by their good actions. I guess I'll be looking forward to speaking with you next week.
Wonderful. Hopefully, there's more good stories.
Yes, hopefully we can.
No more needles of fruit.
No, I'm terrified about it.
No, I like chopping up my fruit.
Oh,
I
you
don't want to them.
Yeah, fair. I think I'd do exactly the same thing.
That was Neighborhood Watch Ripper.